Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Thank you very much for joining. As always, I'm very thankful that you are here. And we're going to be talking, once again, this is the series, why you need to podcast and bring that platform into your marketing, sales, and branding mix. It's important. It's powerful. And I'm not going to go on and on as I've been going on and on of why you need to do it. Over the past three podcasts, we've been talking about content creation and how the podcast platform is a content creating machine. And so there's no reason why, you know, here's what I hear all the time. I don't know what to write on, or I don't know how to generate, or what type of content I need to be creating, or whatever it might be. The reality is that it's all here, and you can slice it, dice it, make Julian fries if you so choose on the content that you create here. And you can create blogs from it. You can create reports from it. You can create even webinars if you so choose. It is that flexible. And the biggest and most important component of the podcasting, you know, genre or platform here is that it brings out that human element, right? People start feeling comfortable with you, and you just got to go out there and find your voice or do it or find somebody to do it, because you want to bring out that human element in your company, not just that, in your people, as well as anybody else, your prospects, your customers, your partners. All right. I belabored that quite a bit. So nonetheless, if you're not doing it, your competition is. They're going to steal your business. How's that? You don't want that. All right. We talked about macro content creation, the big stuff, podcasts, webinars, reports, and blogs, right? Right in there. And then we talked about micro content and how you take that content. And we just said, okay, let's take a podcast, slice it up, and create micro type of content creation. And then we went into ultra micro, and the real driver between the ultra micro and micro, outside of the fact that I have no other name to put in, maybe I'll change it eventually, but you get it, a much smaller pieces of content. It's the fact that the ultra micro is all about you and your engagement and your interaction with people who are posting, and not just commenting on your stuff, but on their stuff too as well. So you can't get around that. It is important. So now we're going to just talk about math. I'm not very good at math, but we're going to go. And if you're out around video, you can see it. So my premise here with this particular series is the fact that we're not doing enough to create content. We're not doing enough to create that attention. We're not doing enough to be engaged with potential customers, prospects, things like that. And this is how the math flows out. If you do it, this is pretty much on a daily basis. And this is all coming from maybe one or two podcasts. But as you can see, if I go there and I say, hey, I got a macro content, I can create, you know, four targeted podcasts, four targeted blogs, four targeted webinars, and as well targeted reports. I can create 16 separate pieces of my macro content just from my macro efforts. That's per day. I mean, you can do that per day. And then you can slice that content up, and you can create 19 separate micro content from that. You can create videos. You can create snippets. You could create quotes. And of course, you're going to have promos in there as well. So you can create all of this stuff from that, let's say, one podcast. So you repurpose over macro, right? Take that blog that's sort of dusty and sitting off to the shelf and sort of looks dead, but the content is still fantastic. Boom, put it into a podcast, and now you got something that's you can slice and dice and get out some more stuff. Okay, and then I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna get engaged. I'm gonna start looking at my targeted prospects, my customers, my partners, as well as employees that are taking the bull by the horns and doing stuff out there too as well. I'm going to engage, and I'm going to meaningful engage. Not just don't give me this little thumbs up thing or a clappy hand. No, I you have to dig into what they're trying to do and listen to what they're writing about or saying or whatever it might be, and think about a unique comment or whatever that goes beyond the thumbs up or the clappy hands or the sad face or whatever it might be on all of these platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, if that is a platform, Twitter, if that's a platform, and even YouTube. I mean, there's multiple ways. So the reality is, although we can see that by the math, there's a tremendous amount of content that can be created, the reality is that you can do it. And it starts with this particular platform, the podcast, because from there, you can just go hog wild with meaningful content that is both humanizing and engaging and be able to really interact with your target market because you care, right? Because this is all about the other focus. And boy, do you have a content creating machine that is second to none, that is unique, that is specific to your company, your humanization, and all of the stuff that you need to be aware of, right? Does that make sense? I mean, that's the math is pretty powerful. Even if you do a fraction of that, it's still far more than what your competition is doing. And it's not that difficult. It's just not. So again, be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. And that's what this series is all about. If you get engaged with the podcast and you're changing the world and get that human stuff out there, get engaged. And you'll see some significant changes in your bottom line. I'm bold. I can say that. So anyway, thank you very much for joining. We're going to be coming back with another, you know, why you need a podcast. And I'm going to give you some more stuff to consider. Okay? Take care. And we will talk soon.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.